It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquering divide. It's all for show, all for hype.
I don't even have my fucking headphones on yet, boy.
And we're back with another episode, but as we're here with you on this Tuesday night. Another night.
Yeah. Episode. Insert dog.
I'm going to murder my dog.
He's out there looking all dogtistic, you know?
Yeah.
Two-colored exactly. Eyes and what have you.
But no, we're here. It's late. You know, I took a few micro naps earlier.
Yeah.
Make sure I'd be ready for the show.
Gotta get those goddamn micro naps in. Mm-hmm. Benetron Prime, hello. Cali Crazy Neff, let's speak revolution.
Copper. Now, we have a topic, of course, as we always do every week.
See.
But you know how we are. We like to pitter patter, jib jab about.
Like baby walking.
About, you know, current events and whatnot before we get started for the day. You know, of course, there's a hurricane going on right now.
Man.
So, anybody listeners out there in Florida and whatnot, you know, just be safe. You know.
Keep getting videos in our group chat of Brother Elmo down there sipping on cervezas. Man, I don't even give a fuck about your Category 5 ass.
Man, I fucking hate you, Category 5.
I hate you, motherfucker. Enjoy your punk ass job this week, bitches. I'm on the beach and shit.
I'd say the things that I saw just today was that... I guess like Walmart said they weren't going to sell handgun ammo anymore.
Yeah, man.
And now here's the thing. This is what I'm going to say about it. One, they're a private enterprise and they can make their own decisions.
Right.
Two, I don't buy fucking handgun ammo from Walmart anyways because it's too goddamn expensive there. Just say, hey, everybody, you know, hey, sponsor, not a sponsor.
Yeah.
Just go over to cheaperthandirt.com.
Definitely not a sponsor, but
they're will not take, a sponsor. That's where I buy my ammo at.
We will take your monies.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love if they were a sponsor.
Cali Crazy Neff says my mother stays out there. The hurricane just hit. What part of Florida does she stay in?
I hope she's safe.
Hopefully. Fuck that Category 5. You know what really fucks me up about the hurricane is the fact, I mean, we've done a show on it before, probably several, but like we've had the technology to steer these things away or dissipate them since, what, the 60s?
Well, that, and, you know, we've talked about HARP before being a weather machine, so...
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, they could have stopped it altogether.
Right.
Not even diverted it.
It's interesting that it parked...
Kept it from happening.
It parked right on top of Epstein Island, too, for a while.
Apparently, it didn't do any damage, though.
It's still...
I just saw something about that.
But yeah, I'm just gonna move along here. I'm gonna park my little ass for a while. You know?
They're probably helping get rid of any evidence they want to left behind.
Whatever the FBI forgot, maybe nature will take care of.
What was I talking about? Oh, Walmart, gun ammo.
Yes.
Yeah, and then apparently people have been posting an article from Kroger about how they're asking people not to...
That hurt my feelings more than the Walmart story.
Not to open carry in their stores anymore. And Walmart said the same thing. They didn't want people open carrying inside their store anymore.
They don't want it, or they're going to start not allowing you to
well,
do
it. Well, from Walmart, it sounded like it was just a friendly request to stop open carrying in their store.
Yeah.
Kroger, on the other hand, I feel like theirs was more like, don't open carry in our store.
I like their response last year when, was it Target came out against guns, and Kroger was like, don't be a bitch. Come shop here with your guns if you want.
Well, here's the thing.
Now
like
they've turned cuck.
What I said two things earlier. I was like, they can't stop you from concealed carrying.
No.
So there is that. I was like, but the other thing you got to keep in mind is that them making these stances in some crazy asshole's mind gives them the idea that now it's a softer target.
Yeah.
Than it was before. Now here's the thing. You know what? I'll go on the record with this. I'm not saying there should be a law against it. But any asshole who goes into a fucking Walmart with a goddamn AR-15 strapped to him kind of deserves to get the fucking stink eye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Like, people take it to its fucking it's obvious extreme. You know what I mean?
I saw. I don't normally agree, but I agree with. I don't know, man.
I have some fucking polish about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's wrong with a fucking Glock?
I would much prefer you to leave your rifle in the truck on a, you know, a rifle rack. I think that'd be more gangster than anything.
Yeah.
If you got a, if somebody's in there acting foolish and you got to put them down, you can just run out to the truck, you know, come back in, bring the heat.
Yeah.
I watched a guy walking in Walmart last week after we recorded the show. Big, tall motherfucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lanky, looking like Edward Nygma in the Batman series.
Yeah.
He had a open carry firearm and a badge in front of it. And the badge said, concealed carry permit.
Well, you're not concealed carrying, though.
No, he just wanted to look like a police.
I'm definitely more on the... I'm not a big open carrier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like the open carry.
I'm not a big fan of it. I prefer the concealed carry. Because I know some people... Like, here's the thing. It's just a matter of... For me, it's a matter of politeness. Because I know some people get nervous when they see someone strapped. You know what I mean?
Stay strapped or get clapped. We talked about this last week. And I'm going to amend that. Don't be a pussy.
Once again, like, the Walmart thing, that doesn't really affect me or anything. You know, people are angry about it. But the thing is, I guess it's... What?
Fucking the Condor at it again.
What did he say?
Being a savage and taking me off guard.
Oh, yeah?
If his words were judo moves, he just tossed me on my head.
What did he say?
He said, hey, you guys should check out the size of the hats of the lobbyists who push all the gun control, just saying.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. He's off the chain.
Yes. But he's consistent.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
And a fucking beast.
Not to slide off onto another topic. Actually, I did want to say one more thing before we got off the whole gun thing. That meme you posted earlier, or not meme, more of a message.
Oh, yeah. The
gun that you posted control on our Facebook page. Did you post that on our Instagram as well?
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I feel like that is the purest, truest message that the Bones and Toes podcast could put out there.
Can't read it, can you? I can't pull it up, or I would read it.
Let me pull it up right now.
We've got multiple screens, you know, multiple screens doing big things and what have you. The Big Hall says, it makes me mad that most of today's society cares more about the Kardashians and what they're eating for lunch more than they know about something like Hurricane Dorian. I totally agree.
Did you put it on our story?
Yeah, it might be in the story.
Okay. I'll pull it up on Facebook then. That's easier.
For some reason, I thought I made an Instagram post, but story post, whatever.
I think it was a story because it wasn't in our posts.
Kind of took a Instagram hiatus this last week. I just haven't been feeling it. For that, I apologize, but I'll be back at it again this week.
Okay. This is the post. It's just, I don't know where you got this from, but I love it.
It's one of my 1,000 anarchist ads from Baby Leaf.
It simply states, it has a holy looking man with a book in one hand and a looks like a sizable rifle in the other.
Yeah.
And it says, I will no longer be debating gun control with anybody anymore. All gun laws are infringements. I won't comply with further laws. I will not be calling my representatives to urge them to vote pro-Second Amendment, as it is a useless waste of time. If anybody wants my firearms, please murder me for them. I'll be sitting in my home peacefully, as I have for years, until my door is kicked in. Then I will not be responsible for my actions. Eat my whole entire ass. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's one of the best messages I think I've ever seen on our page before.
It's really good. Yeah, it hit me right in my feels.
I don't think I can express it any other way. I'm done debating people on this one. I see it all the time. I see people talk about it. I'm done. I'm done, 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 done.
But we just need sensible... Shut the fuck up.
I'm not talking... I'm not debating red flag laws anymore. I'm not debating assault weapons bans.
If you want them, come murder me.
And, you know, this is just my staunch endorsement of Beto O'Rourke while we're at it.
Yeah.
Hey, vote Beto. You know why? Because... If you want this shit to fucking finally just pop off and we're ready for hashtag Boogaloo,
yeah,
vote for that douchebag, yeah. Please.
Let us know what you guys think in either the live stream, maybe shoot us a message on the DM or shoot us an email. But we've been kicking around the idea of doing a political themed show the closer it gets to the primary selection, where we pick our favorite politicians for this election, but not like every other pundit show you'd see. Ours are going to be the different aspects of Boogaloo or collapse. Yeah. And the reason why.
Who will put us closest to the Boogaloo?
I want
to
have a bunch of music added where it's dun 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 dun. Yeah. You know?
Right now, I feel like Beto O'Rourke, after what he said last week, is definitively the front runner, because he put it out there that if he were president, he would enact a mandatory assault weapons buyback.
And immediately after that, I'm going to sit on the biggest dick in America. I'm going to sit on it. I'm going to take it all in my asshole. I'm going to shoot into my lower intestine all of the contents of the balls onto the dick.
That's a quote verbatim, by the way, if you didn't know that already.
I did read that.
Yeah. But he's definitely the front runner right now, because you look at the other ones, like you look at Yang. Yang's ideas would definitely like destroy us, but I think it would take
economically, longer. Yeah.
Economically, yeah, and it would take longer.
I do think he pulled closer. Let's say that Beto's bullshit put him in first place. Yang is a strong second, right?
Yeah,
clearly, but he pulled into like first and a half place when I saw his shit about censorship.
Yeah.
Where he wants to, like, have thought police and word police out there because he's, quote-unquote, afraid of deepfake.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, we kind of lightweight already have that kind of shit going on.
Yeah.
Where you have
people... Well, fuck no shit. Like, did you see the post about from our YouTube shit earlier?
Yeah, yeah. That now you can't post a YouTube live video unless you have 1,000 subscribers.
Well, no, they can just change the rules whenever they want. So yeah. If they don't like what your message is, it's censorship.
So, yeah, that's what they're on. The thing is, it's like they're just going to keep doing this. It's like, case in point, this brings me to my next point I want to talk about. The Dave Chappelle stand-up special that just came out, Sticks and Stones.
Yeah, that part you told me about the other day, though.
Rocking a fucking straight-up goose egg on fucking Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, fuck
that. 0%, okay? And I'm here to tell you right now, that stand-up special is fucking straight fucking fire. Like, he fucking, nobody's safe. He fucking goes after everything. And the fact that they just completely and utterly shit on him for it goes on to prove one thing, and that's they have a definitive narrative and an agenda that they're going by.
You can't probably give the quote you gave me the other day, can you? Even though it's, what's it called? You're paraphrasing?
It'd be paraphrasing, but I'm going to do it in the square white guy way. How about that? Okay. Is that okay? I'm comfortable with that on the air.
PC Pauly over here.
He makes a point where he says, he didn't understand. I'll have to do this PC all the way.
He plays to the crowd.
Yeah, he says, I don't understand why I can use the N word.
He doesn't mean neighbor.
No. That other word with hard R.
Yeah.
But I can't use the word
you can use
bundle it. Of sticks.
Faggot.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He's like, I don't understand how I can use the N-word, but not a bundle of sticks, right? And someone in the audience yells, because you're not a bundle of sticks. And then he replies immediately, I mean, like, fucking boom. Yeah. Fucking shoots him right in the face. I'm not an N-word either. Woo!
Yeah, mind explosions from the left, I'm sure. Man.
Listen, like...
You can only get that kind of insight from smoking a massive amount of weed in your Ohio mansion near Youngstown.
Fucking ruthless. Yeah. And I love it.
Straight up savage.
And the fact that the if you go... if you want to, I want you to do something. Go to Google, type in Dave Chappelle Sticks and Stones, and then hit news, right? You're only going to find two types of articles about Sticks and Stones. The first type is the ones defaming it and saying that it's trash.
That says bullshit.
And don't bother watching it and da 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 da. The second group of articles you're going to see are the ones trying to explain why people are so angry at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you get. You don't get anybody saying this is great or anything like that. And it fucking blows my mind. Like, these are the levels. We don't have to enact censorship on some sort of federal level when they've already taken it to these levels. That's the way I look at it anyways. It's already to that point. Like, the government never actually had to do it. Or maybe they are doing it. And it's like a fucking, it's like covert shit that we don't know about. And, you know, that's what this show is about, is talking about the fact that it could be a grander scheme by some fucking deep state organization.
Think back to the earlier, I don't want to say, what was it, earlier last year, or maybe even the year before that, with Milo.
Yeah.
Like, they want to shit all over Dave Chappelle for making a valid point, right?
But yeah.
Milo was a bundle of sticks who was bedding down with a same-sex African-American.
Yeah.
And he was all the way, like, freedom slash conservative. And instead of, like, debating him, they just completely erased him from the internet.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people have been saying about this Dave Chappelle special that it's the most white supremacist comedy special they've ever seen. I want you to feel that for a minute.
Dave Chappelle was a white supremacist?
They're saying Dave Chappelle is a white supremacist.
Kind of like saying Ben Shapiro's a Nazi.
Yeah.
Although and Ben Shapiro's
well,
a douche.
They said it was because of his internalized racism or whatever. Okay. Yeah, I love they always throw a couple words on top of something and you found the solution to the problem.
I'm sure you have people all over the comment section throwing Uncle Tom around too.
Oh my God.
That's like their favorite go-to.
Well, yeah, and then you had this week a bunch of celebrities retweeting something from some church in Alabama about how any black person that voted for Donald Trump has mental illness.
Oh my God.
And they were like, yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's like, fuck yourself. They can have an opinion outside of what you like.
Not if they leave the Democrat plantation, big dog.
Well, and see, that's the thing. Like, all you're signaling to the rest of us is that you are still used to, if anybody's got internalized racism going on, it's definitively the Democratic Party. Because any black individual that breaks the party line and decides to fucking go out on their own and find their own fucking opinions is now officially a white supremacist.
They took some of that shit from Django Unchained, literally. Every time they see someone who is African-American stand up with an opinion that counters their own, they say, I ain't never seen no neighbor on no nag before.
Well, yeah. Take that, or take the part where, like, him and the dude go into a bar, you know what I mean? And they're you can't have him in here, he's not allowed to be in here. That's the same shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, well, socially speaking, they shouldn't be Republicans or Libertarians or what have you, because, you know, those groups hate them.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that there isn't racist conservatives, that's...
Who gives a fuck, man?
But
God damn
it. Here's the thing. But that's the thing, though. Like, those people are racist and they admit they're racist. You know what I mean?
Out in the open shit.
You're on some other shit.
You're on some Margaret Sanger blacks or subhuman weed shit.
Yeah, you're on that shit where, like, oh, well, voter ID laws are racist because black people can't afford to go to the BMV.
I'm so goddamn tired.
Give me a fucking break,
Jesus wept. That's, I don't know. We need to do another show about the... Unabomber Manifesto, I think. I think that needs a yearly resurgence.
Just like our yearly review of industrial society and its future.
Right.
By the illustrious Theodore Kaczynski.
Clearly, they lack control in their own lives. Therefore, they have to try and add control in our lives via policy and fucking...
One more regulation to utopia.
Oh, I just used that earlier. It's such a good phrase.
Yeah.
Shout out Dr. Doug.
Just one more. That's all it takes. Yeah. And it'll be perfect. Everything will be perfect, and we'll all live in bliss and harmony.
Bliss and harmony. Speaking of it looking chilly in here, I want everybody to get a look at this sweater before I take it off.
Because it's hot as fucking bitch. Yeah. Majestic cat.
Cat walking away from an explosion. I'm trying to bring about fall. I figured maybe if I wore a hoodie, it would kill off summer entirely.
It's possible. I don't know if that's going to happen, though, or not.
Girl can dream.
Oh, wow, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Look at all that. Take your shirt off and put a sweater on.
But other than that, though, did you have anything news-wise that you wanted to talk about?
Not really, no. I've been going through it this week. I've told you about it a few times. I'm so goddamn tired of everything. I was talking to El Presidente about it this week, and I had some sort of a... mental and spiritual malaise. I'm just so tired of it all. I can't believe... I think it comes from the fact that, like... how long have we been talking about these satanic fucking pedophile rings? Right?
Yeah.
How long? A long time.
I'd say almost... I mean, if you go back to the back catalog of our shows, probably fairly close to the beginning of the whole thing. I'd say maybe not in the first 10, 15 episodes.
Yeah.
But then after that, we definitely talked about that shit.
We've probably been rocking this shit for about 2 years now, screaming about it. And even before we started the show, that's all we talked about in private.
Because I remember one of our early episodes was about Clover Gender.
Yeah.
Even though that ended up being a fake thing.
Right. And it also ended up making us scrub our former musician for the show because he ended up being a pedophile apologist, but whatever.
Pedo sympathizer.
But yeah. My point is, we've been talking about this shit forever now, and everybody kind of has just ignored it, except for the people of the Bones and Tubbs Nation, of course.
Yeah.
But now that this Epstein shit comes out, every single person seems to be like, yeah. I mean, we've always known that satanic pedophilic elites run shit.
Whoa, wait a minute now.
But that's not even important. The thing that fucked me up the most is that 2 weeks after that, nobody gives a fuck again.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I feel like there's a small subsection that's keeping the beat going. I see it over and over again. Like, I'll give a shout out to a good friend of ours. I don't think we have a name for him. His name is Burns. He posts on the reg about Epstein. He just posted like today about, hey, daily reminder that fucking Jeffrey Epstein ran a fucking child sex trafficking cult.
Right.
And he fucking was killed because of what he knew. Which, no lies detected across the fucking board.
Yeah.
And we're talking about fucking royalty involved with the shit, which we also talked about way before this busted out.
Mm.
We talked about Epstein before Epstein became a thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back through our catalog, you're going to find it.
Just makes me so sleepy that everybody was able to admit to it, and now they're just back to the fucking bullshit.
I mean, I guess bravo, because they did a great job covering all this up with fucking chicken rivalries, like chicken sandwich rivalries and whatnot.
Bitch-ass fucking shootings.
Yeah, punk-ass fucking shootings, and where they can't even get their fucking facts straight.
Nah. Well, it's funny that the last one that happened in Texas, they said he was a Beto supporter, but that's why he disappeared from the news super quick. And he was using an illegal firearm that he acquired, you know.
Exactly, yeah. You find out that he did not get it, like, through all the normal vetting processes that we have, he could not get one through those means. So it just goes on. It did disappear from the news cycle pretty fucking quick, all things considered.
The Condor just made a good point. He said, hey, you remember on The Chronic when Dre says, drop the candy and let the little boy go? Shit's common knowledge. Fire. I just been listening to The Chronic this week, you know? No homo. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. Everyone acts like this is just something that we have to live with. And that blows my fucking mind, too. Like, we need to fucking purge this. We need to, like, exercise this fucking shit out of our society itself by any means necessary. And this is one of the only times you're going to hear me get all fucking weird and authoritarian. But thou shalt not suffer a pedo. Sorry.
No, I'm pretty sure that there exists no safety for those motherfuckers, man. Kill them all. Kill them all where you find them.
But that's the way I look at it. Like, purify it with fucking fire at this point.
Cleanse it with the holiest of fires.
Right. Fucking flamethrowers. Government issued.
We could even sew, like, bird wings on their back, and then catch them on fire with napalm and make them the phoenix.
Yeah.
Except the phoenix never comes back to life. It just dies. And stops fucking children.
It's just crazy that they're like, all this shit's going on. All of his fucking, his dudes and people that we know he was involved with are still walking free.
Yeah. What about that one chick? Did she kill herself yet?
No, she's still fucking walking free. And apparently some dude that worked for him that was like a fucking modeling agent.
Yeah.
He's disappeared off the fucking radar.
As you should. Eh, there were a few there that suicided. I almost feel like suiciding is the rich person's like parachute out button.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, shit's getting real.
Well.
And they suicide out. They fly over to Israel and they get that tiny hat surgeons to give them the new face. You know what I mean? And then they go about their life of child fuckery on some other island. It would be funny, though, if Dorian was a harp weapon. And all these motherfuckers went and hid in the Bahamas. And now they're dead. You know, and then they just turn it off before it comes and destroys America.
Yeah.
But these are just fictional scenarios pop up in my head.
So, that's what that's the current events and whatnot. But we actually did have a topic we wanted to kind of discuss with you guys.
Yeah.
And I gotta, you know, after watching that video you sent me and reading a couple articles and stuff.
Did it fuck you up?
Well, here's the thing. Like, this is what I'm gonna say. We're gonna talk about
Troll.
The Philadelphia experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if some of you out there have never heard of it before, I'm going to give you the story first, right? The story goes that in 1943, right in the midst of World War II,
yeah,
the U.S. Navy was trying to create technology that would disguise ships from radar. Okay? They put coils all over the fucking USS... Fuck, what was it called?
Well, only I had Google.
Shit. I actually have it pulled up. So, 1943, Philadelphia.
And we're back.
The USS Eldridge.
Eldridge, fuck yeah, there it is.
Was in the Philadelphia Naval Yard. Mm. They were attempting to cloak ships from radar. That was what they were told.
Yeah.
So, they turned this fucker on. It fucking, like they said, like, eyewitnesses, this is eyewitness accounts, said that, like, you saw the ship get surrounded by, like, looked like a green fog. And then the fog dissipated and the ship was gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you imagine back before YouTube, their heads had to have exploded.
Oh, yeah, totally.
They don't even know.
So.
That's some shit.
And apparently there was another ship in dock as well, and there was a bunch of eyewitnesses to the shit on that.
Yeah. Well, they had several correspondents on there that they've quoted from
and
throughout history.
So.
What about Albert, though? Do you think he was there?
Oh, you're talking about Carlos?
Albert Einstein.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, I was going to get to that. Okay. So, supposedly, Albert Einstein was involved with it as well, according to this guy named Carlos Andale, who, actually, his name is Carl Allen. I'm going to get to him in a minute.
Yeah.
So, the ship disappears, right? Supposedly, eyewitness accounts say they see the ship suddenly appear in the naval dock in Norfolk, Virginia.
But...
And then disappear again.
The fuck?
And then reappear in Philadelphia.
Triple fuck.
Now, when this happened, supposedly it fucked up a bunch of the crew.
Oh, everybody's screaming because they're fused into the metal.
Yeah, like there's like, they said there was like 10 dudes who were like dead because they had been fused into the ship.
You got people disappearing days afterwards.
Yeah, and like the dudes that survived, like there's accounts of them like getting off this thing, being all kinds of fucked up. And like they said two dudes were in a bar. Two sailors were in a bar, and they were about to get into a fight with somebody, and they just fucking dematerialized, right? And then one guy walked through a fucking wall,
yeah,
and then disappeared, and that was, the witness accounts, that was his family.
Right.
The ship blows my mind. There was a newspaper
article about the bar fight, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there was.
Could you fucking imagine? I mean, we've all been pretty drunk before in a bar. A couple times.
Where the fuck do you go?
And we've all been drunk enough to maybe fight.
Now, here's...
But
here's,
never disappear.
Here's when it gets fucky.
What y'all drinking?
Years later, an author named Jessup, who wrote a book about UFOs, was contacted by the U.S. Navy Intelligence because they had received a book of his with a bunch of weird notes in the margins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these notes were supposedly... Jessup, when he got a hold of the book, was looking at it, he's like, the handwriting on this looks exactly like the handwriting on these letters that I've been getting.
Yeah.
By this man named Carlos Andale, or a.k.a. Carl Allen. And they tried to track Allen down, and I guess Allen finally came out and like started talking about how this fucking worked. He was a witness to it, and then Albert Einstein let him in on what they were doing.
Well, because he supposedly had reached across... I guess these two boats were docked next to each other, and as the USS Eldridge started to glow, because everybody described it as blue-green or green hue, and then it disappeared into a fog, but he said he reached out to touch it when it started going green, and it shocked the fuck out of him and threw him backwards.
Yeah, that's why Albert Einstein...
Which caught Albert Einstein's attention, and then started a conversation with them, and then sort of blossomed into a friendship over the years.
Fast forward in the future, and this is where it really caught my eye, because, okay... Carlos Andale, like, recants his story, says, I made it all up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I saw in that video you were talking about. A bunch of eyewitnesses were discredited, and they basically, and it's supposedly, even in conspiracy circles, considered a hoax at this point, right?
Right.
But that's what caught my eye. Because the thing is if you look at all the weird fuck shit that the government has done over the years, if they, in fact, discovered teleportation technology, right? That would be something they would definitively like fucking shut down immediately.
Right. You would even go so far as to say it wouldn't be hard I mean, we all know a little bit of something about faking a logbook entry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, come like, on. And that's, they said that the logbooks were lined up to say that the ship was never in that area.
Yeah, exactly.
Albert Einstein was supposedly never in the area. The hard part, which probably wasn't even that hard back then, was to get all these people to come out with these statements and then retract them later.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible that that's what they did to cover it up.
And that's the thing, like, I firmly and fully believe that it is a very big possibility that it wasn't a hoax, that it was real, and they covered it up as best they could, because if the world were to find out for sure that we had that kind of tech, oh, it would fucking, it would change everything.
There's supposedly a bunch of stuff that we consider to be fake now that they're going to roll out in the next war.
Well, see, and that's the thing. We've talked about on the show before how I feel like a lot of times where they say something was a failure, it's more or less just a cover up.
Yeah.
To try to cover up the fact that it worked, aka MK Ultra, where they said, you're telling me you spent hundreds of millions of dollars across the country working on different aspects of MK Ultra.
And decades, of
for
course.
Yeah, for like fucking almost 30 years. And you're going to tell us that it was a failure?
Get your fucking life together.
There's no fucking way you would have worked on it that long if it would have ended up being a failure. Right. Or, case in point, the Star Wars program and things of that such.
Minister at Goats. What was that called?
What's that?
That program that the movie Minister at Goats was about.
Their telekinesis program and stuff like that. I mean, the Russians did the same thing.
Yeah.
They say these programs are failures because... For them, it's easier to make, oh, stupid government, we're so stupid, we spent all this money on something that didn't fucking work.
Turn up the volume on the fluoride. Let them eat cake.
And you come to find out, like, you know, we talked about the Rods of God before, and that was part of the Star Wars program.
And that was showcased in, what, 2014, when that Tianjin explosion happened in China?
Yeah.
So it looked like it. They tried to spin it in the news that that was just a chemical plant fire, when really what had happened a week before was the supercomputer in Tianjin, China, was trying to take down our stock market. It actually shut down the stock market for a full 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then the next week, they had a chemical explosion that just so happened to be caused by a large obsidian rod dropped from a satellite.
Yeah. Was it obsidian or tungsten?
Tungsten, yeah.
Yeah, tungsten rod dropped from a satellite from the Star Wars program,
yeah,
which was supposedly a failure.
Hell yeah,
just
brother.
Like the Philadelphia experiment, just like MK Ultra or anything else. And that's what caught my eye about this one, was the fact that you have all these eyewitness accounts and then suddenly a bunch of people recant them, and the ones that don't recant get supposedly exposed as being falsifiers of information and whatnot.
Right.
It all smells fucking fishy to me.
Smells, you know, like nothing to see here.
Because if they have, like, teleportation tech, the possibilities are fucking endless with that.
Right. I like to think that they figured it out in a way to where we could use it and not be fused into the closest metal nearby.
I mean, let me tie that into some of the, like, say, for example, the fishy suicides of certain celebrities and stuff like that over the years.
Mm.
Like, and they're like, well, video camera footage says that nobody walked into the room, nobody went down, you know, nobody was caught on video going into the room.
Must have been a suicide.
Like, if teleportation technology is possible, then you wouldn't see someone on camera going into the room.
No.
There'd be some fucking shadow guy who just shows up.
Hey.
Boom. And it fucking kills you. Makes it look like it's a fucking suicide.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that sounds crazy.
So does fucking wireless technology. All the things we're doing right now in this room would be considered witchcraft not that long ago.
Exactly.
Exactly, stinkbutt.69. I was just thinking of that. He said the fucking Institute. Like Fallout.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just had that in my head floating around, and he pulled it out and threw it in there.
They have synths. There's synths around us.
No shit.
You know what I mean? I've seen it before. There's been a few people that I think are suspect.
214.
You know, those type C, you know, they haven't quite figured it out yet, because they fall into the curve of the uncanny valley.
They're definitely, I mean, like the first gen that have human skin, you know.
Yeah, you're like, you even when you talk to them, you get skeeved out a little bit, because it feels like they're just going off of some sort of complex algorithm on how to talk to people.
Yeah. Man,
it's not outside the realm. And that's the thing, like, the things that they've come out with, I mean, think about, like, even the most mundane things. Like, you look at, like, the Manhattan Project and stuff like that.
Right.
And how hush-hush they were about that. And they more or less had to come out with what it was after they fucking nuked two two cities in Japan.
Yeah.
And they had to come out with it. Otherwise, it was all fucking hush-hush.
Well, that and they're trying to use the Manhattan Project as a cover-up of Philadelphia.
I saw that as well, because apparently there was a uranium enrichment plant right there in the Naval Yard. And it had an accident. They're trying to say that that was, like, the cause of some of the problems.
Could you fucking imagine dying the way those two died? There was, there was, like, two. There was some sort of a hydrochloric acid explosion.
It was a hydro-uranium. It basically, when the pipe busted, it had uranium in it, but it also had hydrochloric acid.
Yeah, they said, you know, which made me think, like, fuck me, they probably died quick. But no, they died, like, 12 and 24 hours later.
Yeah, man.
Excruciatingly painful.
You know, like, that had to fuck them up, like, severely. I can't even imagine what they went through.
God, fucking kill me. Yeah,
like, I imagine, like, just, like, faces melting off like that.
Get that shit on your balls and tell me how you feel.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you're going to care at that point. You know, if the rest of your body's covered in the shit.
I'm going to find the closest gun and find out what a bullet tastes like.
Yeah.
I ain't going out like no punk 24 hours later. Suck my balls.
I mean, think about the tech. Think about the possibility of teleportation tech and mix it with like what we found after the war with the Nazi Bell and stuff like that. And how, what the fuck was that even supposed to be for?
There's some military people on the Marfugel channel that are coming out and talking about this next war that they're trying to kick off, right?
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be bringing out the, what was that UFO sighting that they had on tape that was fucking crazy? The Phoenix Lights.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be bringing that motherfucker out.
Huh.
We've seen several videos of it that are legit of that giant floating pyramid.
Yeah.
That's what that is. And they're like, oh, that's just military tech at this point. They're like, and that's slated for the next war.
What the fuck do they even plan to do with that?
I don't know, man, but it can't be anything good.
I mean,
unless we're talking Project Bluebeam, fake alien invasion, bring me globalism, tread on me, daddy, you know?
Please tread on me.
Tread on me. I look at that snake with a ball gag. That's what I'm thinking in my head right now.
But,
snake.
I don't know. I think that about wraps it up for the show. We're cruising in about 40 minutes.
Man, look at us. Look at us just going.
I'm going to go see It Chapter 2 on Friday.
Man.
Let you all know how it is when I get back.
Hopefully Tobin's isn't listening, you know?
Yeah.
She doesn't know, right?
No, she knows we're going to that.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Yeah.
Disregard last.
Yeah. She probably ain't listening anyways.
You're right.
She's asleep right now.
Got stuff to do in the morning.
Yeah, she's got to go teach the chitlins and whatnot.
Teaching the children.
No, other than that, I think that about wraps it up for the show. So, if you guys could do me a favor, I need you to do two things. Well, I don't need it, but I would like you to. I would first like you to go over to our YouTube page.
Yes. YouTube.com/BonesandTubsShow.
Subscribe to the show, because then we could do live YouTube videos, and that'd be pretty fucking slick.
I didn't even really want to do it until I found out they didn't want me to.
Yeah, right?
Now I want to.
Now you really want to do it.
Now I want to get drunk and piss in their yard.
So, do that first, and then if you want, head on over to Patreon.
Patreon.com/BonesandTubs.
Just $1 a month.
$1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you're feeling.
We also got a PayPal if you just want to send a one-time donation.
One time? PayPal.com/BonesandTubs, I think.
You know, keeps the lights on. Keeps us going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the way we got to do it. Keep gives better equipment and whatnot.
Like a fucking soldier.
Yes. I would say, if you want, you could always message us on our Instagram.
Instagram.com/BonesandTubs.
You know, send us a message. We'd like to hear from you.
I like talking to y'all.
We like listening to you. We still have a Facebook.
Facebook.com/BonesandTubs.
We have Twitter.
Twitter.com/BonesTubs.
So add us if you feel like it.
All those platforms.
Yeah. We have all those platforms. And hey, the podcast is available, because I got this question the other day again. The podcast is available on multiple podcasting platforms. Stitcher, Beyond Pod, iTunes. Basically, all the different podcatchers you can think of, we're on it already.
If you've got one, shoot the Bones and Tubs name in there and it'll pop up.
And we're on
Spotify.
Yeah, we're on Spotify. You know, that's cool.
Every time somebody asks me where we can be found, then I kind of inwardly roll my eyes and tell them. They're like, oh, I didn't know you guys were all over that stuff. And then I have to remind them that, yes, we are in fact too legit to quit.
Hey, we're on YouTube too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go there. I mean, you're going to be going over there anyways to subscribe. So
we do need to triple our airtime, but this is what we got. This is what we can do right now.
Yeah. Well, we need listeners like you to fucking
spread the word.
Boop. Yeah, spread the word.
Strap our links to your body like a suicide vest and run into a crowd and share it with everybody.
That's the best thing you could do is go out there and spread some truth and knowledge and be like, and they'd be like, where'd you get that info from? You'd be like, oh, I listen to Bones and Tubbs. You know, you can listen to it on all the different podcatchers or YouTube. Is that fucking cool?
We're pretty much everywhere.
They're normal guys that like to talk about conspiracies and whatnot.
Aaron the Red says there's not much on Spotify, by the way, which is weird because it should have loaded everything.
That is weird. All right, well, I think that about wraps it up for us.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank you all for listening.
Thanks. Thanks for at Blood of the Brave on Instagram for letting us use his music. Check out bloodofthebrave.com, Blood of the Brave on Bandcamp.
Definitely. We hope you have a good week. We hope you enjoyed the show. And we hope to see you next time.
We'll see you in 7 days. We love you.
We really do.
Real powers people. Real powers people. Real powers people. Real powers people. 100 miles of running, 100 miles of running. And the streets are blocked and the block is hot. No, they won't stop. 100 miles of running, 100 miles of running. And the streets are blocked and the block is hot. No, it won't stop. I ain't here to bring you down, I'm here to build. And they don't want that shit, so I might get killed. And you might too for a whole lot less. Yes, you'll run or arrest. But don't stress them and don't test them. All they need is a reason. Pull out a pop and use that Glock and leave you missing. Don't be shocked, not at all. They hit kids with tasers at the mall. They got lasers with drones. No knocks, he'll kick in your locks and let themselves inside your home. Flash, here comes a bang and another lost name. And if you survive or stay alive, they'll just lock you up in chains. Boy, who you calling?
Who you calling?
Girl, who you calling?
Who you calling?
9911, I hope cause of them you're the problem. Girl, who you calling?
Who
you calling?
Who you calling?
9911, I hope cause of them you're the problem.
Scared for my life in the light of a fight, cause I box two guys on my own.
I know.
Angels and demons coerce as anemics, the reason is secret alone.
I know.
Scared to converse to a verse with a soul, for a soldier was killed in his home.
I know.
So imagine the fact that the owl's still black and he tapped my calls on phones.
I'm a black martyr, fucking Al Sharpton, I'm a god body, I'm a new exotic. How the hell did my homie die? White neighborhood, name need notes. Cop patrol and block forces forced to hold 45 of my brother back. Ask one about racial problems. More or less, is it cause I'm black?
Run.
They don't know what I've seen. I don't know who I touch. Cause I relapse back to this lean.
It's love. Run.
They don't know what I've seen. I don't know who I touch. Cause I relapse back to this lean. It's love.
100 miles of running. 100 miles of running. And the streets are blocked and the block is hot. No, they won't stop. 100 miles of running. 100 miles of running, and the streets are blocked, and the block is hot. No, it won't stop. Boy, who you calling? Girl, who you calling? 9911, I hope, cause of them, you're the problem. Girl, who you calling? Boy, who you calling? 9911, I hope, cause of them, you're the problem.
Real powers, people. Real powers, people. Real powers, people. Real powers people. Real powers people.